This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, now I'm talking about it. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, October 25th edition is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Bad back at all, but have no fear, I'm in the chair. Boy, listen here, Father Time is undefeated. Now, before I get into the particulars of the show, I got a little FYI for you because I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And don't forget, the OWN Foundation regrets to inform you that due to health and safety protocol, his OWN Talks Thrive 2022 will be postponed. The OWN Foundation will honor all reserved tickets on a new date to be announced. We look forward to hosting you and inspiring future and current entrepreneurs to thrive on the new date to be announced. All right, once again, the OWN Talks Thrive 2022 will be postponed. The OWN Foundation will honor all reserved tickets on a new date to be announced. But due to health and safety protocols, OWN Talks Thrive 2022 will be postponed. Just thought I'd give you that little FYI. Now, you know how to chime in. I got your brain teaser lined up because you know I like to get your mind in a good place. And don't forget, we got lots to talk about today. We got the Freeport Report coming up in short order. Sarah Kirkby, Grand Bahama News, going to be chiming in. Darren Cooper as well as C. Allen Johnson. So we got lots to talk about Freeport related in the Freeport Report. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right, here's your brain teaser. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. All right, and you definitely want to check it out. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Kurt Green, feature comedian Brent Blakeney, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. Two for one on all locals, all right? Doors open at 8. Showtime is 9. Tuesday through Sunday, we're open for you. Doors open at 8. Showtime 9 over there at the beautiful Atlantis. We're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower. So come get your laugh on and take advantage of that 2-for-1 on all locals. All right, here's your... And, of course, you're playing for Dunkin' Donuts coupons as well, so you could be running on Dunkin'. Now, here's your teaser. What letter comes next in the following sequence? And what does it stand for? The sequence, that is, all right? So what comes next in the following sequence? D-R-M-F-S-L-T. What's the next letter in the sequence? And what does the sequence mean, or what does it stand for? All right? You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you do that, I'm going to get up into the headliners. That's right. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to better serve you. And, of course, you know you can always do your shopping online. FineThreads.com. And then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. And as we jump in for the headlines, and of course we're trying to arrange Mr. Pinder being on the show for next week, but MP sounds alarm on illegal migrants. Pinder says illegal migrants are closing in on Abaco. The numbers of undocumented Haitians living on Abaco are closing in on the Bahamian population on the island, central and South Abaco. MP John Pinder warned yesterday while calling for stiffer fines for people who employ undocumented migrants. Pinder was quoted as saying, "I believe that it is important that we only enforce laws on the illegal populace coming through, but more importantly, the employers, the individuals who are employing the illegal populace." And a lot of rumors swirling out of Abaco where a lot of this illegal employment is coming from, not just Bahamians, allegedly, but second homeowners, allegedly. So let's see. Got to keep our eyes there. And if you have the MP calling out, then we need to really look at the situation. And it needs to be the entirety of Abaco, not just certain portions, the entirety. FNM raises questions on PM's Bermuda trip. Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard said yesterday, a report by Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, Latrae Raming, that the plane Prime Minister Philip Davis and a delegation traveled on to Bermuda last week to attend a political event had to be grounded upon arrival is deeply concerning. However, Western Air, in a response to the Nassau Guardian inquiry, stressed that the reports of the plane being grounded are inaccurate. So the plot thickens there, and we'll see. And there's no saying, though, where there's smoke, there's inevitably fire. Another headline jumping out, hoteliers to meet with BPL to discuss their concerns. You know, and you got to employ all those people. BPL got to listen to them concerns. And finally, man on bail shot dead. 34-year-old man who was on bail for a 2016 murder was shot and killed shortly after he and another man left a nightclub on 6th Terrace off Collins Avenue early yesterday morning, police said. There we have it, another murder. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, can you repeat it? Ah, Lord. Let me repeat it for you again. Let me repeat the trivia for you again. What letters comes next in the following sequence? DRMFSLT. What is the next letter in the sequence, and what does the sequence mean, or what does it stand for? You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get chances in. Now, as we slide out of the headliners, let me check any more. And this is something we need to address as well, too. Excuse me. Man says pothole covered by water led to brother's tragic accident. Benjamin Joseph, 18, an aspiring boat captain, died last week after a car crash caused by a pothole, according to his brother. From what I witnessed on the video, he was coming south on East Street South when he fell into a pothole. Upon falling into the pothole, his tires, both tires burst. He lost control of the vehicle from there, and he slammed into a mango tree. And then there was the car was airborne when he flipped over into a coconut tree. The pothole was covered with water. Not to say the street was covered with water, but the pothole, the area was really covered with water, so he had no chance of really seeing the pothole. This would be out with potholes. Not like we haven't addressed potholes on this show before. But when it leads to tragic situations or potentially the cause of a tragic situation, then we need to be a little more diligent. So what I want you to do is every day when I'm on air, 4 to 6, call Mr. Producer, call me, or text me. Let me know where some potholes are. We will address them. If you can take pictures, get them in, and we will go full 100 with it. I'll get Dorset to go out there and inspect said potholes. We'll do reports from the scene, and we will really turn it up because guess what? Even though he's all right with me, Minister Alford says you need to address the pothole situation, not only in New Providence, but in the Family Islands as well. And God forbid we won't get back to the point where we have potholes that are eating cars, causing accidents, and costing lives, if it could be prevented. Okay? And I understand, you know, your portfolio deals with contracts for public gains and so on and so forth. Fixing them potholes should be priority. Give the right person a contract to fill them holes, man, in the entirety. And get a team down in the Family Islands as well. There's too much going on as far as potholes are concerned. And I don't hear about, oh, it was a shipping crisis and shortage. No. Get the equipment, get the materials, and make it happen. Period. All right, let's slide up into the bus real quick. Then we're going to take our break. And after the flip break, on the flip side of the break, we'll be going to Freeport, having a good conversation in Freeport. Everybody chiming in today. We ain't going to the break yet, though, Mr. Producer. I say, after I do the thing, I'm going to be a good boy. You eager beaver today, boy. What happened? You got a hard date today or something, mate? You want to get out of here? My God. So once we got everybody from Freeport chiming in, which we do, double check. I've been just waiting on Sarah to be let in, but we got Darren and we got C. Allen chiming in, so we'll be having a conversation with them. But like I said, got to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And, you know, John's reminds you, in addition to all of your footwear needs, they now have small home appliances and fast fashion. I mean, small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both locations. All right, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. The buzz today, continuing to be the buzz. A lot of people talking about it now. What's really up with this Bermuda trip? Who's paying for it? Just when we think we got an idea, it continues. More posturing today. One breath. And, you know, I got to go with Latre Raman from the Office of the Prime Minister, Director of Communications. He's always thorough, always concise. The way it looks needs to be paid for by the PRP. It was a campaign mission. There's nothing diplomatic about it. I don't agree with Mr. Mitchell. I'm saying it was a goodwill mission and we need to foot the bill for it. No, sir. We don't need to foot the bill for that. Let me know what you all feel. Who should be footing the bill for that? Not the people, for sure. But because of how things are put out and information is put out in this society, you have one statement made, and then hours later, you have another statement made. Now, I'm trying to figure out who's trying to undermine the Office of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister. Everybody seems to be going to them lately, but for what reason, though? For giving pertinent, valid information? Information that speaks to actually how this thing should play out correctly? Because we should not be footing the bill for that trip, period. So now why are we getting communications from the chairman of the PRP saying, no, it's a diplomatic mission and uh-uh. Somebody give Fred the bill. The PRP need to pay that, period. Whether he like it or not, slide him the bill since he's the chairman and ensure that the party pays the bill like they should. And we want to see the receipts. Not because we don't believe you, but, you know, if you can wait for reconciliation, that's a little while now. So to put this to bed, you all should act post-haste, deal with it, let the citizens know where the taxpayers' money went to, or it didn't go to, and then boom. But this back and forth and undermining and correspondence, you say this, I say that, and it looks like a real hokey pokey. And we don't get any better for it, we don't advance for it, and the country's still wondering why is our money being spent the way it's being spent, if it's being spent? And moreover, why do people have a problem with us asking how our money is being spent? Anyway, you all meditate on that for a minute, marinate on that for a minute. Let's get to the break. Chime in as you want and let me know what you think about who should pick up that bill. On the flip side of the break, we're going to get into the global warming real quick. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. Then we'll start our conversation in Freeport with the Freeport Report on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, October 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Hey, Lisa, AHR Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back.
Oh, yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men, too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women's Plus seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, October 25th edition continues right now. And now we got to get up into the Global Woman real quick before we go to Freeport on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And don't forget, man, it is all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, people, listen. Time to say hello to the finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. Made by the chicken experts, these bonus bites include your choice of mango habanero, barbecue, buffalo, ranch, honey mustard, or special KFC sauce. Dip, dip, hooray. KFC Bites are back today, and the finger looking good waiting on you at your favorite KFC Nassau location. All right? And let's slide into the Global Woman. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, like I said, by KFC Nassau. We'll see what's going on in the world real quick. And then we get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Meghan Markle breaks down an angry black woman stereotype with Issa Rae. And definitely, that podcast and that interview was off the chain. Something you definitely need to check out. One of Kanye West's closest advisors is speaking out against his relationship with Candace Owens. Yeah, and that's a real friend, but stay away from Candace Owens. Turn and break off running from Candace Owens. She's kryptonite, period. What else is happening? Adidas has terminated their partnership with Kanye West. Speaking of Kanye, not a good run for Kanye. Victoria Beckham says the matching look with David Hansa to this day. All right, and she's talking about a potential return to the Spice Girls. Sad news from the comedy world. Leslie Jordan passed away over the weekend. And he was scheduled to see a cardiologist within the next week. And sadly, we lost him to a heart attack. Very funny individual right there. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker bought Conan O'Brien's beach house. And finally, Antonio Brown ordered to pay $1.2 million to moving truck driver in assault case. And now you're going to watch the spiral of Kanye West, Antonio Brown slowly play out and rival that of Kanye West. And Julian Edelman coming out now saying Kanye's anti-Semitic remarks, he needs to stop. So there you have it. And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. By KFC Nassau. I apologize. By KFC Nassau. Naughty Johnny's brings you the Today in Sports coming up in short order. But definitely, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right, let's get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And all kind of goodness going on at Dunkin', man. Let me tell you, the pumpkin is back at Dunkin' first and foremost. But you definitely want to check it out because, like I said, the pumpkin is back and it's all good. All right, so get your donuts on. Get your pumpkin coffees on, okay? Get your favorite sandwiches on. All that goodness going on all day long for you, all right? So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin' because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. So check them out on all the goodness. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-through, East Street South with the drive-through, Carmichael, the newest location, and two out of the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. All right, let's go to Freeport. Got Sarah Kirkby and C. Allen Johnson checking in, all right?
How are you doing?
What's going on? Oh,
so sad. So sad about Leslie Jordan. He was amazing.
So how goes it, man? What you got? We got C. Allen as well chiming in?
Yep, C. Allen's there.
All right, so we're going to have a good conversation. Glad to have both of you guys here. Sarah, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly out of Grand Bahama this week? Because as you know, each and every Tuesday, you get the supplement in The Guardian from the Grand Bahama News. And it's always a good read. What you got for us this week?
Well, we got Grand Bahama Power. We have gone up on our fuel prices, but I think if you take the time to read this article, you're going to see how great Grand Bahama Power has done with their hedging of their fuel and how it's making a difference for us. Luckily, we will not have to pay the same prices that you will in Nassau. Sorry about that. But it's great for us and how they've hedged it, though nobody wants an increase ever. But we are very lucky with what we're getting, and that if you read through, you'll see it's comparable, how it compares to Nassau and how Grand Bahama's dealing with that. Unfortunately, our utility company is still coming back from recovery from the hurricane, of which they did not get assistance. They did it on their own. So, you know, at the end of the day, who's paying for that? That's the people that live in Grand Bahama. But we do have good power, and we are doing better with the fuel hedging. There's also news that the Casuarina Bridge is finally closed for repairs for safety. That's a big one for us. It does connect our east part of the island to us, but there is a second bridge now, so that's good. So it's just letting residents know about that. One of my favorite stories today is about Walker's Key. Went there as a child. I used to love going there, so seeing that it's coming back is great. There's a wonderful couple called the Allens, Naughty, that have done a great job in Walker's. They're the same ones that are doing the treasure hunting and have opened the museum in Grand Bahama. These are people that love the Bahamas, so it's really great for us. And our final story that we did is, well, we have two. We did a police roundup, so you'll know all the crime beat that's happening here in Grand Bahama, what's been happening. We've got some highlights from Abaco as well. And then there's some great news for us. We had reported on these damaged vehicles that had been left by National Insurance, and they've all been cleaned up. So we thank them for giving us our eyeful this week to see things getting better in GB.
Well, I'm glad to see, you know, as always, we got the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we covered everything.
And I want to hear what C. Allen has to say about the power. But you have to. It's great. There are some fantastic investors coming to this country, and we really do need to thank them. They have a choice of where to go, and I think Bahamians really need to take that opportunity to be grateful for the people that choose to come to our beautiful destination.
Okay, so see, Adam, what you got for us, man? We got lots to talk about. But let's talk about the power, though. You know what I mean? You're breaking up there a little bit, Sarah. You got everything in, or?
I think I did. Yeah. Thank
All right,
you,
but hang tight, man. We know we want you to chime in. So, see, Adam, what you got for us, man?
Well, on the power issue, I think it's one of though we are locked in lower than you guys, it's one of the major issues. In fact, energy is one of the major issues that's kept the Bahamas out of the 21st century. Our competitors for the what we call the digitization of the economy, paying 5 and 6 cents total as fuel charge and energy generation. So, you know, we always talk about these various different digital economy, platform economy, orange economy, green economy, aquamarine economy, you know, the whole crayon box. But I would tell you, the first aspect of that is going to be energy. And I think what is important is it's going to be for us to have a conversation sooner than later, rather than depending on the power company. I think it's going to be important for us to take our power back. What do I mean by that? I think we are in such a position right now that we basically have to begin to agitate and aggravate government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority for us to begin to take steps to reduce our power consumption and move to microgrids, as well as just generating our own electricity, whether it be through private power production, whether you have a business or such, or even for a microgrid environment to dump it onto the grid. The reason for that is very important, is that we must get down to sub 10 cents if we are to be competitive going forward in the Grand Bahama economies to be developed. You know, we talk about the hotel opening, we talk about the airport opening, but guess what? Do you know they've been open before and nothing has changed? So that can't be our only plan. We actually have to look to actually begin to have a conversation on what's now, what's new, and what's next. And I think the fact that we've just been sitting waiting for this hotel to be sold and this airport to be developed is not going to do it. The question we have to begin to ask ourselves, if somebody flies in, they're not going to come for the room. What are they going to come for? They're going to come for the experience. Hospitality is what people experience. Tourism is what people do. So we begin to have a conversation about how do we begin to develop the product that people will want to come here for. And so I put to you that even though you say you have to wait on the airport and the airports you have to wait on the hotel, I'm saying that if you don't have a product for either of the two of them, then there's still nothing for them to actually do. These economic models are great. We have a bunch of young people that are unemployed or underemployed on the island. I think each of them knows how to live in the digital economy and the orange economy, conceptual economy, knowledge economy, and aquamarine economy, the green economy, the carbon economy that the Prime Minister talks about, the platform economy.
That's my point, though, see, Alan. There's a lot of talk always about the orange and the green and the blue economy, and lots of talk, great pontification, but does the rubber ever really meet the road when it comes to that? We're still talking about it, right?
Right. The biggest problem we have is that we love to say what plant is, but we have to understand plants are not strategy. Plants have nothing to do. You know what plan is? A plan is where I say I plan to win the lottery. That's a wonderful plan.
Yeah.
A strategy is me buying the ticket, going to Florida, buying the ticket, choosing the numbers, whatever. That's the problem we have. We have no strategy for any of the things we talked about in the past. And I'll put to you is that because the individuals who talk about it have no clue about the new digital economy. And this is the big deal.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick so we could get this caller in, because they may have a question for Freeport, and we'll pick up the digital economy as soon as we finish the call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
So,
Talking Heads. Boy, you breaking up bad on this phone. Try me now. You can hear me now? Mr. Producer, why don't you call back, Chief? I think we got a bad connection because you are breaking up your phones, digitizing big time. I can hardly understand you, and I do want to hear your call. So let's try this one more time. Can you hear me now? Yeah, you're going to have to call back. I don't know what kind of phone you're calling on. I don't know, but it's digitizing big time. So we're not. I can hardly understand what you're saying, and I'm not trying to not take your call. I'd love to hear from you, but you need to call me back. Because that's breaking up. See, Alan, pick up right there with what you were talking about with the digital economy.
Right. We often have two digital economies. We have the digital economy we talk about, then there's a big D, digital economy, that the global, we call a global economy. Let's look at the Grand Bahama economy. Let me tell you why it's important that we actually begin to talk to people that knows how to begin to develop these strategies, as opposed to saying what our plans are. We've had plans for at least 2 decades. The reason why is that, you know, Grand Bahama, we have our energy increase. We can have a minimum wage impacting small businesses, and a lot of the businesses on Grand Bahama is nothing left but small businesses, even when they were large. It is holding on until the economy flips. Then you have the food prices that's going to be impacted across 5,000 different items. So the problem is that when you begin to listen to what the leadership says, believe it or not, the energy is a digital problem, big D. The food is a big, is the energy, is a digital problem. And the employment is a digital problem. And you simply have to say, if these people knew what to do, I absolutely believe in my heart that they would do it. I think they want to, they just don't know how to. And I think the problem is that the arrogance of the ignorance leads to paralysis of analysis. And so they just study and look and look and look. And so I think it's important now for our leadership to recognize good leadership is finding the right people to do the right things at the right time. And it's not about you being the person that supposedly is the one that implemented. So I think it's time for the Grand Bahama community to come together with the Grand Bahama Port Authority, as well as the government of the Bahamas through the Office of the Prime Minister and the Chamber, and create a Grand Bahama Economic Council.
Hold on. You really think after all these years, Sea Island, that can actually come to fruition? Haven't we been trying for the government and the port to come together for years and it just don't work out?
But I think the economics of the economics of today doesn't give us an option. But I think ultimately you have to understand the Grand Bahama Port Authority is nothing more than the licensees who happens to be also the homeowners, which are quasi-licensees. The government of the Bahamas, they are Bahamians. The government of the Bahamas happens to be the people. That's still us. That's it. The chamber is the business people, which still is the people. And I think then we the voters. We are the people. So I think the problem is that we don't know who we are. We have been in control all the time and waiting for our two employees to get together when we need to dictate to them the date and the time and the place for them to come. And I think we need to stop asking them and begin to move to tell them, this is the date, this is the time. And if you don't have anything to say, at least come and listen. And we'll give you instructions on how to proceed. We are our country is at a precarious situation. It's that we are at a crisis, multiple crisis, immigration crisis of education, crisis of our economics. And so it's time for our best minds and our best ideas to come together and a strategy to develop. If you go back to 2002 election, every two prime ministers, 202, 207, 212, 2017, and again in 2021, all said there will be no economic recovery of the Bahamas with a Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama and Abaco represent 25% of our economy. No matter if we return to pre-2019 condition, if you're Grand Bahama and Abaco, you still could only hit 75% in the most ideal situation, and we can't run a country on 75% of our previous economy. And so we have to look at saying, what do we do now to grow? You need to get rid of the vacuous statements that comes from the Port Authority as well as the Office of Prime Minister on Grand Bahama, and begin to look for substantive input as exactly what has to be done. I think it's time for the business people and the citizens of Grand Bahama to get together and have open, clear dialogue. I am saying to you it's possible, but we are the savior for the Bahamas. And so the Port Authority, I believe, the leadership, with all due respect, has been in that position. Ian Rowell and others have been in that position for at least 13 years. If they knew what to do, I think he would have done it. And so it's time for us to simply say, okay, we're not bashing you, we're not doing anything. We're just recognizing the limits of your ability. Let's now look at people. I know of Bahamians outside of the country that has looked to Grand Bahama and other parts of the Bahamas. But they don't see this ecosystem that we so often talk about. Remember, even the earth is an ecosystem, and even a farm is an ecosystem. They need to know where would they come and where they would be planted. We live in an information vacuum. So we need to begin to say, you cannot manage what you cannot measure, but you cannot measure what you refuse to acknowledge. We must begin to recognize and acknowledge our position, our limits, each of us, and move Grand Bahama forward. The hotel is not our solution. The airport is not our solution. Even the activities are not our solution. The people is, and that's just not Grand Bahamian. That's Bahamians everywhere. And so ICLP say is that to the minister of Grand Bahama, you don't want to hear any more announcements. You don't want to hear any more plans. It's time for strategy. To the Grand Bahama Port Authority, I say the same thing. And to the power company, we enjoy your services. Thank you so much for providing it. Going into the future, we'll be going green. It is what it is.
How are we gonna go green without their help?
No, because what happens is, the grid. Essentially, if you understand the way the grid works and everything else, we need a management company. Amero, with all due respect, will only stay as long as they profit.
Any company only stays as long as they profit. That's a normal business acumen. I mean, that's normal. I stay open because I make profit. Right. So we can't be mad at them all the time for making profit.
No,
that's what they've got to do.
No,
but
I'm
don't you think they give us a good system and a reliable one here that we have in Grand Bahama?
But let me say something. Amero has what is called a power production a limit. If we are to reduce our dependence on the methodology that they use, then they will find it is unfeasible, not feasible for them to continue. They have a profit regime. This is why, like in the Bahamas, if you were to move Grand Bahama to what we claim to be a carbon-free, net zero, or
right. I understand that, but how do we do that?
No,
who's
going to
pay for that?
We are. Because you pay in your consumption, you pay in the developing the economy. That's the whole point. The point is that the economy must grow, must be developed. Government don't print money, neither does any of us. When we pay taxes, we generate income. The problem is that Grand Bahama hasn't generated this income. If you look at what has happened in Grand Bahama and Abaco since 2019, it's $13.1 billion up to last year in lost GDP that we have not been able to rebuild. Believe it or not, we thank Amero, but the biggest hindrance to any of the 12 economic models, I can tell you, 98% of all 12 of them depends on energy. So we have to come up with a strategy. Even if Amero puts in solar or wind, it's still going to be a profit generation regime. There's a concept called SAM, Sovereign Asset Management. In fact, I am an advocate that BPL should be surrendered to Sovereign Asset Management. In the 21st century, energy is one of the energy and data are the two oil of the 21st century. And so we have to now begin, this is what I'm saying, we have to have a sync conversation as to how the 21st century is run independent. A sovereign asset management company is quite capable of running the energy regime in the Bahamas. The problem we can have with that is that we need a real sovereign asset management. We don't need family, friends, lovers, foreigners, and fanatical supporters be able to be appointed. Maybe America, Merrill will consider, good, I'll run your sovereign asset management for 10%, 15% management fee or something of that sort. If we are in a country that has 1,600% of the radiant heat generated by Germany, who is generating gigawatts of power, then we have that capability also. We sit in the trade lanes, regardless of what we think. The problem is that we don't have a strategy energy production on Grand Bahama or for the Bahamas. We simply depend on saying whatever Amero gives us. I'm saying that we have to develop the island. If 98% of all the new economies that exist in the world today depend on energy, 98% dependent, then we must always have a country.
See, Alan, I get you and I get your thoughts and how you're going to do it. I just don't see how we're going to do it and how it will happen. I get it, and I know we all need to transfer to it, and I know we need to change to that, but how is that going to happen? I don't see how we're paying for it, and I just don't see it. But hopefully with new companies coming forward, and if we can get investment to the island, and maybe the hotel deal does go through, maybe that will happen.
I got a couple of things for you before we go, because we got to get to the break. But my take on this, Sarah and Sea Island, is, I mean, you got some good ideas, Sea Island, and Sarah, I understand your position with our Grand Bahama set up, but I think that we have to have the continued dialogue to see if we can find, you know, that happy medium so everybody benefits moving forward, because we can't keep going in the same direction because Bahamians aren't going forward, you know, if you look at it that way. So I'm all for sitting down at the table and let's partnering up and let's make Grand Bahama as beneficial and as you know, flourishing as it can be. But at the same time, let's make sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's, and both entities can benefit from it, and Bahamians in the long run. But real quick, I got this for you, Sarah. Hi, Naughty. Can Sarah give a contact number for the newspaper where I can reach her, please? I need something for the paper. They do put something in the newspaper weekly, and I want to get some. I guess it's from Grand Bahama, or contact.
You can call me at directly 727-9515, and our main line as well, which is 827-4578.
All right. But I want to thank both of you guys for chiming in. You guys available for next week?
Thanks. Yes, we are. We're looking for good stories all the time. We've got some great ones coming up for you next week.
But all right.
And thank you for the support.
And Seattle, we got to get together and do a longer show talking more on the orange and green and digital economies, because we have a lot of people texting in.
In fact, what I'll do is I'm going to prepare a video on Sarah and all the rest of the people on how to go energy efficient in Grand Bahama.
Awesome. Well, glad you guys chimed in. I appreciate your inputs. We're going to get to the news now. On the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports. But, you know, be safe, Freeport, and we'll talk again next Tuesday. Thanks so much for chiming in, eh?
Thanks, Naughty.
We'll talk soon. All right, take care. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get to the news, all right? The Talking Heads Tuesday, October 25th edition continues right after this.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
When life gets busy, KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and all for only $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday, October 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And, of course, we're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:10 p.m. is the time. And we got to kick it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. right out there at Naughty Johnny's. For those of you who texted in, we did have a winner via the text lines. The actual sequence to the number or to the letters. All right? And a lot of y'all... Okay, I will get you the number. All right, text her. It's you know what? Check out real easy Barefoot Marketing in Freeport. Barefoot Marketing. It's on Facebook. It's online. Leave a message there. I promise you Sarah will contact you from there. All right? And like I said, I had a winner already. And of course, the answer, like I said, was the letter was D, okay? It was D. And the sequence that it went in was Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. So if you know anything about singing, okay, then you know, or music, then you should have got that right. But that was your answer today. The next number in the sequence was D. And of course, the sequence was Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Hey, what's going on with this mic, Mr. Producer? When I just said that in the game video, you said, listen, who's responsible for breaking up this microphone? Who's be swinging on this microphone? No. I want to know. I can call some people out, you know. Mr. Producer, you can tell me, you know. Mr. Producer, you can tell me who is be swinging on this microphone, kapunkling up this microphone. Is it be Dwight Strong? Or is it be Juan McCartney? I can't blame Chivago because I don't know if he's here, if he's at the University, if he's in Freeport. He's the Zoom king. So, who is it? My money is... Look here. I believe Dwight them just be beating it bad in the morning. Dwight just have all kind of co-hosting thing and Shinman might be... Look here. Y'all got to fix this mic, you know. Don't blame me. I just take the leavings. I just get the leftovers and I just be happy. But don't put this on... Mr. Producer, I talking to you. You can't even look at me. You can't even look at me. You talk to the rest of the producers be in the morning. If somebody got to turn crown, we got to figure out who can turn crown evidence and say who busts up this mic. Because this mic look like it need a $20 batch of Kong salad or Viagra. That's all I'm saying. Anyhow, I digress. So anyhow... Let's get into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip, like I say, always to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And today in sports history, today, October 25th, had several things happen. The Army football team was my phone blowing up. Listen, we on the sports now, please. Thank you. In 1947, the Army football team was defeated by Columbia 21-20. The team had gone unbeaten in 32 games that spanned four seasons. They had earned two national titles in the same time frame. 1964, Cotton Davis of the Oakland Raiders threw for 427 yards in a 40-7 victory over the Denver Broncos. 1964, Jim Marshall of the Minnesota Vikings picked up a San Francisco fumble and ran the wrong way with 66 yards into his own team's end zone for a safety. That's still on sports highlights reels to this day. 1978, Gaylord Perry became the first pitcher to win the Cy Young Award in both leagues when he won the award in the National League. 1981, David Woodley of the Miami Dolphins passed for 408 yards in a 28-27 victory over the Dallas Cowboys. They beat us in 81? Really? I got to look back and see. 1981, Brian Sipe of the Cleveland Browns threw for 444 yards in a 42-28 victory over Baltimore. 1986, the Boston Red Sox lost Game 6 of the World Series to the New York Mets. The winning run was scored in the 10th inning when a ground ball went through Boston's first baseman's Bill Buckner's legs. You remember that? The Mets win! The Mets win! The Mets win! 1987, the Minnesota Twins defeated the St. Louis Cardinals in the first World Series to include indoor games. It was the first championship for the Twins. 1998, Jason Elam of the Denver Broncos kicked a 63-yard field goal. The kick tied Tom Dempsey's 28-year-old record. 1998, Jerry Rice of the 49ers set an NFL record when he caught a pass in his 184th consecutive game. Also during the game, Rice became the first player to surpass 17,000 career receiving yards. 1998, Chris Carter of the Minnesota Vikings broke the team record when he caught a pass in his 106th straight game. He also tied Bill Brown's Minnesota record of 76 career touchdowns in the 34-13 victory over the Detroit Lions. 2000, NBA Commissioner David Stern announced that the Minnesota Timberwolves would forfeit their next five first-round draft picks and would be fined $3.5 million due to violations of the NBA's salary cap. 2003, Bobby Bowden of Florida State became the winningest coach in Major League Football history with his 339th victory. 2005, the Chicago White Sox defeated the Houston Astros 7-5 in the first World Series game to be held in Texas. The game also was the longest in World Series history at 5 hours and 41 minutes. The game actually ended on October 26th. And you'll never see that matchup again because now both of them teams are in the American League. 2009, the New York Yankees won their 40th American League pennant. And the sports quote of the day, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Ohio State Buckeyes. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. All right, for all my prize winners, you just need to bring ID to the Guardian between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. See the receptionist downstairs, and she will get you sorted with your prize. All right? A couple of questions for you, Naughty. How good was Lawrence Taylor and how good was Sprewell? All right, we'll have a conversation on that in a second. I got to welcome Earl the Pearl to the show. We got Pearlie chiming in. Check the Zoom. Pearlie should be there, Mr. Producer. And without further ado, Earl the Pearl chiming in. What's going on, Pearlie? We got Pearlie? Hello? One minute? All right, cool. We're waiting for Pearlie to get connected and Zoom in. And once we do that, we'll be good to go. So, while we wait for that, you in? Pearlie, you there?
I'm here, sir. I'm right here, sir.
Now, I have something for you today. I have something for you today, and I can put it in your face, okay? Not only are you like a diehard Dodger, right? But your Dodgers don't do you no kind of justice. For all the love and the passion in Dodger Blue, you bleed. And you turn into that guy for the Dodgers. When they leave you high, when they get cuts, can they leave you high and dry, correct? You have Dodgers with Bahamian links, all right? And they wouldn't even come visit, okay? Because they're Dodgers. But I'll tell you one thing. Us Yankees, the Yankees don't do us like that. I got a call from my good friend, Coach Simmons. Yankee Nation in the Bahamas is happy. You know why? Because our manager, Mr. Aaron Boone, has come to the beautiful shores of the Bahamas to recover after that playoff exit. And he's come to talk to his Yankee fans in the 242 to find out how the Yankees can get better. You see why we Yankees? Because our organization loves us. Our manager comes to see us.
Not like your
clowns from Chavez Ravine.
One moment, please.
I'm arranging to get Mr. Boone on the show.
Hold on. I want to ask you one question. The Bahamas, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Right.
Number one industry is tourism. Most of the tourists from the Bahamas come from. The eastern seaboard of the United States. That is where most of the tourists come to the Bahamas from. The eastern seaboard of the United States. Where's New York? On the eastern seaboard of the United States. Where's Los Angeles? On the west coast. So it's quite obvious that most people from Los Angeles, from Los Angeles, will go to Mexico, Hawaii, and all that. And everybody on the east coast comes to the Bahamas. That doesn't indicate where the Bahamians don't like them. And if you're indicating that the Bahamian roots player, he comes to the Bahamas on a regular basis. Let me finish. He comes to the Bahamas on a regular basis. He doesn't have to make a big issue when he comes to the Bahamas because he's home.
You have two with Bahamian roots. You have two with Bahamian roots, Pearlie. Two. What's the excuse? Anyway, make a long story short, I'm doing my due diligence right now so that we can possibly have an interview with Mr. Boone. and you can actually talk to a real manager and find out what you can take back to your manager named Davey Roberts and see what you get done, okay? Okay.
It doesn't matter how many World Series rings as a manager does Aaron Boone up.
Don't worry about that. Like, he got us a player, and he has a Yankee.
Ring.
Okay, fine.
You like measuring how many rings that Aaron Boone has as a manager.
Well, according to your theory, let me put the Marino page out of your book. It doesn't matter how many rings he has. He's a better manager. That's it.
Oh, so my theory works now.
Stop. I think your theory in that regard sucks and is a crock, and I will always say it sucks and is a crock. But will I use it to my advantage when I can? Of course I will, because I'm that guy.
All right. No problem.
I'm being honest with you.
Disingenuous, but that's all right.
Don't worry. How is it disingenuous?
But the bottom line in all of this is your seat in the loser's lounge right here.
Anyway, don't worry. Let me make sure I go hail Aaron Boone and tell him what we need to do the Yankees.
Never been a World Series. That's all right. Get Judd next year.
But Judd next year? You didn't get nothing.
Stay right there. You see the stories.
Only
you see the articles. You've seen the articles. You're nervous. Admit it.
Earl, you share more articles that turn out to be clickbait than anything else in the world. I'm not worried. Until you share me the article with the picture saying Aaron Judge has signed with whoever, not named the Yankees, then I believe it. Until then.
Name one article I share you that was just clickbait. And I hate that terminology. Because you know where my mind is going.
Well, do you really want me to share some of them? What were some of the ones you put on that you sent? What was that one most recently? About somebody being better than the Cowboys. When Doc got injured or whatever. You sent a couple.
Better than the Cowboys. Boy,
you're going quiet on that, right? You remember that,
Lord,
right?
The time coming. The herd said. The good thing for the Dolphins is Tua's going to lead them deep into the playoffs. That's what the herd said. You know the herd, right? You like the herd, right?
The herd? Colin Cowherd? I call him the turd from time to time. When he's make takes like that, I call him the turd. When he have other sensible takes, I call him the herd, yes.
Buddy, give me some history, please.
I already did the history, man. We want the local sports.
Who's in and who's out, please? Who's in and who's out?
No. We're doing local sports. Let me talk about who's in and who's out. The Yankees and the Dodgers was out, but the Dodgers went out first.
It doesn't matter. Still out.
I know.
Both will not have a ring. Both will not win a ring this year. That's the bottom line. Both and will not win a ring.
But then you know how this thing goes, though, Pearly, right? Technically. Both don't win a ring, but then that falls down to after both didn't win a ring, you know what it comes down to, right? Who did better out of me and you? So technically, we did better than you.
We could have various different arguments on this situation, but the bottom line is, none of us get a ring.
Okay.
None of us get a ring. So people, we leave that right there and move on.
All right, yes, I know.
Okay, sir.
The truth killing you. All right, the Hayman Rose competing ahead of the Charles Regatta. Contingent turned in some good performances. Glad to see the sport of rowing and crew taking off here in the 242. And six rowers from the Nassau Rowing Club, the NRC, and the Windsor High School Rowing Club traveled to Cambridge, Massachusetts to compete in the head of the Charles Regatta on the Charles River this past weekend. They turned in some good performances, so it's good to see. And that's not
rowing.
An easy sport.
Rowing.
That's not an easy sport. No, it isn't.
No. That's a sport that goes from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Blake. The Kennedys and
then we had golf at the Ocean Club. The Lipscomb University Bisons put on a show at the Ocean Club Golf Course with a 35-stroke victory at the White Sands Invitational 3-round tournament this past weekend. That's an NCAA event.
Okay, that's wonderful. The Heroes tournament coming up in December, right?
Right.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Now we have UB Athletics, U.S. Embassy team up for community basketball clinic. So that's really good to see. You know, getting the UB Mingo basketball players at a community clinic with the kids, supported by the embassy. That's a good look. I like that, man. Foster Dawson seeks the BAAA first vice president position. So that's from track and field. And we got Team Bahamas named Beach Soccer Champions, man, and we gotta big them up again. Outstanding job. Won the whole thing. And they gotta be commended.
Good stuff. I like to see that kind of stuff. You know, a win is a win. A win is a win.
Yes, indeed. So that's a wrap right there on the home court. And we'll get to the first break now, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, girl, we'll get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We got some NBA to talk about. We got some NFL to talk about. And, of course, we got the American League and National League Championship Series. Look like they're almost locked up and ready to go, huh?
Friday.
All right. And then, of course, real quick, but toward the end of the show, obviously, we'll have our picks for the night. And the final 10 today, of course, we got Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated. Your waiver wire selections. And boy, Pearly, I have a funny feeling in a certain league, it's going to be me and you in that final, buddy. Can be me
oh,
that final.
League. I took one on the chin this weekend. I took one on the chin.
Yeah, but I gave somebody one on the chin, not you. Boy, and did I. Woo, Lord.
But so here, you can help me out.
Feel my pain in another league. Breesall, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and one other player. All three gone. Done. Finished. Well, Amon-Ra coming back with a concussion.
I'm in three money leagues and three fun leagues. I use the three fun leagues to like see what mistakes I made. So.
Yeah,
now, in the money league with my family, I'm 5-1 or 6-1, something like that.
Yeah, but you know, we want you higher up in the money league. You know, that way we could go Splitsville if necessary.
In the money league, I in first place. In the other money league, I.
You know, because you know me, I'm a gentleman. Me and you buck in the final. I say, Pearly, we ain't gotta go through this. Splitsville. Let's go drink and set the lineups and see where they fall. That's when you have fun. That's when you have fun. You put in your bench and don't even put in your starters and you see who win that week. Because you're done splitting, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, but real quick before we get into this, we got a text that came in with two good points today. Naughty and Pearly, how good was Lawrence Taylor and how good was Sprewell? Huh. All right, well, let me just, my two cents on Lawrence Taylor. I watched him every game against my Dallas Cowboys. He was in the division for years. He was a beast. Take Micah Parsons, what you see.
When he broke Fran Tarkenton's leg?
No, that was Theismann's leg he broke.
Theismann, Joe Theismann. Yeah,
now,
right, sorry, Fran Tarkenton. That's Minnesota.
If you're a modern-day fan and you didn't get to experience Lawrence Taylor, let me just explain to you and describe to you who Lawrence Taylor is. Lawrence Taylor is Micah Parsons times 1,000. He's Micah Parsons times 1,000. If you think Micah is a freak with what he's doing, just imagine that. But Lawrence Taylor was infinitely leaps and bounds better than Micah Parsons. And I take nothing from Micah when I say that. Can Micah evolve into the next Lawrence Taylor and be just as good? Yes, he has the potential. But Lawrence Taylor is a freak. J.J. Watt's little brother, T.J. Watt, whatever, I think he's another one with the same motor and same ability from that position as well. But there was only one LT. When I tell
LT
you...
LT was basically unstoppable. You were double, triple team and you still find a way to beat
him. I had to run away from him. If you put Lawrence Taylor on one side of the field and you had a decent cornerback on that side of the field was locked off. The Giants defense could focus on blitzing the quarterback and forcing you to the other side of the field where the linebackers would kill you.
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor was a one-in-a-kind generational talent. Now, sadly, you know, in New York, in that era, got caught up with the cocaine and the drugs and all of that, had several off-field issues fighting cocaine addiction, but he's made it to a good place now, you know. And along the way,
even when you think, I think he was suspended and came back and still was a beast.
And still was a beast.
Some people get on that foolishness and they lose a step. It's like that gave him extra steps.
And only Lawrence Taylor would be snatched up with a former Miss Commonwealth Bahamas on Monday Night Football. Only Lawrence Taylor was that good.
Yep.
And I don't lie when I say that. That's the truth.
Yep.
But, make a long story short.
Who's the next place? Was Sprewell?
Yep, Latrell Sprewell was the next one. All right, we're going to go to the break. On the flip side of the break, after we talk about Sprewell, we're going to go to the break, Pearly, because we got Peter trying to zoom in. So we get Peter in for the final half an hour. But Sprewell.
No keys, Peter. Put your keys up, Peter.
Yeah, like quiet area, Peter. Don't have that dude on the sixth practicing. He really in the background today. Latrell Sprewell, to me in college, was a great player. He was a good NBA player. You know, good player, good to watch. I wouldn't say, you know, top 10 or top 20, top 10 in the league, maybe top 20 at the time. But he always always had the temper issue.
Yeah.
And kind of exploded on PJ Carlissimo, and that's what kind of costed him his career. But he always played defense, good defender, good scorer, tough guy, but was a head case. Let's get to the phone line real quick before we go to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
We used to be naughty. All is well?
Yes. What's going on, brother?
Everything is good, man. I see y'all Cowboys got 5-2
Stop. Pearly, you just see you walk in. And like yesterday's news, like ain't nothing, like he ain't been missing for a month.
No.
I believe he had COVID. Was under the tent.
Just dropping the name on the.
No, I can tell you what happened.
This man called me a Dino, and now he show up after me.
Anyway,
let's hear this.
Let's hear this. It's got to be good. Let's hear this.
No, I bought a new vehicle, and it's a Japanese vehicle, and I had to get the expander put in my in for the radio. To get the FM.
Pearly, I think we got to let him slide. I think we got to let him slide on this one.
Yeah, and I just got the expander put in today. Just now.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's not a flimsy excuse.
Speaking of expanded, since you and I have last talked, the Cowboys have expanded a one-game lead between them and the Dolphins in our bet. We 5-2. You're 4-3. I just wanted to bring you up to snuff to that and then ask you how you're doing and all that good stuff.
That's okay. We're still in regular season, my brother.
All right.
So and Dak Prescott is back. So that's bad news for y'all.
Listen to this guy.
I love it.
But listen.
Welcome back.
Real quick, man. You've been missing in action, man. But up to snuff, your Dolphins, like you said, they're back to 4-3. And look like, you know, they turn in the corner. And like Pearly mentioned earlier, everybody's high on Tua, you know, taking the Dolphins on a deep run. Real quick on your basketball, though, what's going on with your Miami Heat, man?
We still on honeymoon, so you know things gonna shape up. We got 82 games in the season.
And Bam ain't going nowhere, right? Bam ain't going nowhere. Bam staying put, right?
Bam ain't going nowhere. Bam is home.
All right.
He is at home.
Well, Pearly, Mystery Dolphin is back, man. We can't call him Dino because he showed up with an excuse, you know, the expander. So now we got that covered.
We give him that benefit of the doubt.
We expect to hear from you on a regular now, okay?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Be safe. Good to hear from you. Let's get to the break, man, Mr. Producer. Okay. And on the flip side of the break, we got to get into who's in and who's out. We got a lot to talk about. And don't forget, the final 10 going home today is all about Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated, all you fantasy football aficionados, your waiver wire gems. All coming up on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, October 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Tuesday, October 25th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. And of course, you know, we're going right down the home stretch to 6 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up on the final 10 today, we got the week 8 waiver wires, top players to add off of waiver wires, all brought to you, of course, by Sports Illustrated and the crew. So we'll definitely get to that in the final 10. But right now, we got to, you know, get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Earl the Pearl in the building. We got Peter joining us. And real quick from last night, gents. What happened to the Bears, Peter? They embarrassed you last night, man. You said they were going to get beat. We all thought they were going to get beat. They turned into 33-14. Big-time performance on the road. Beating the New England Patriots. And again, we didn't see them winning. Is the audition by Justin Fields continuing to be successful? Looks like he's trying to impress his new coaching staff who didn't draft him.
Well, that's one of the things that baffles me when I hear commentators like Troy Aikman said. I have a ton of respect for Troy Aikman, but the ownership of the Chicago Bears has made it clear they believe in Justin Fields, and if the coaching staff can't get him developed, then they'll get somebody else. Same thing for the general manager. That's why they got rid of the old coaching staff, the old general manager. There is all the ownership is in Justin Fields. So it's not a question of if the coaches will stick with him. It's if ownership will stick with the coaches. He's not going anywhere. And after the loss of the Commanders, he was upset, very upset. He said in a press conference, he said, I'm tired of, was it the coach said, you know, we're right there. We're just right there. You know, we're just so close. And he said, I'm tired of being close. But I'm going to do the only thing I can do. But just keep working hard. And in the extended bye week, it's extended week because, you know, they played Thursday night, so they had a mini bye. The coaches went to him and tried to appease him and tried to make him more patient with them. And it worked. The coaches started listening. They ran 10 design run plays for him. But the key for them was getting Harry back, the wide receiver who plays the X. He's 225 pounds. He's like 6'3". And
total bust in New England, though. Let's be real. He was a total bust in New England.
He didn't fit the scheme at all what they were doing. And even Belichick said, I really wish we'd done a better job with him and developing him, but he just didn't fit.
But how many balls did he catch last night? Or is he just made that offense go because he's a big receiver and he blocks downfield and helps the running game that you're stuck in
running? Justin Fields didn't throw that many passes. Harry coming back, he caught one pass for 14 yards. But what you're able to do, but Harry, the X receiver, a great run blocker, Quentin St. Brown, another great run blocker, put him on the other side as the other receiver, and then as the Z receiver. Then in the slot, you're able to just run the W, which is Mooney. So
well,
you can now run.
Let's cut to the chase. You're about to get punched in your mouth on Sunday, so enjoy this while you have it, but you're about to get punched in your mouth on Sunday.
Well, what difference would it make? The Bears are running for a top 10 pick. Like I said to my Jets brother
no,
today.
No, not really, because when you look at that division which you're in, you and the Packers are battling each other.
No, the Bears aren't battling anybody. The Bears have no intention of making the playoffs this year. And I said to Glenn, who's a Cowboys fan, I said, you know, if the Cowboys don't beat us by 21, I'm like, what is Dallas doing? The Bears' collective salary, their active 53-man roster, is like $120 million. They have $95 million on the rest of their money is, let's see, out of $95 million, $70 million of that is dead cap space. The Bears have like a lot of young players. I think like 70% of the roster is under the age of 25. A lot of undrafted free agents, a lot of cast off some of the teams, people who wouldn't make an NFL roster anywhere else outside of Chicago. Whereas Dallas is built to win a Super Bowl. You look at Dallas, they got everything there. They got the pass rush, they got the star cornerback. They got the offensive line, which they've always had. They finally got the defensive line figured out.
But we got Jerry Jones as owner, so you know, karma is a mother, and so yeah.
And they got Dak back. And the people say, oh well, Dak was gone. Dak missed, what, three games, four games?
That's
five games less of wear and tear. And that pays off playoff time where his body's not as beat up as the other quarterback that he could be playing against.
Well,
you see what happened to Matt Ryan. He's on the bench. He's got a grade three sprain. In comes the other guy.
Well, we're looking at a couple of teams now, though, Earl and Peter, that we mentioned off air yesterday. You know, we said, look, let's come up with some pretenders and contenders. But I'll tell you right now, I look at some pretenders, and I look over in the NFC, and I can't tell you where to lie. The Rams seem to be pretenders to me, all right? They seem to be pretenders for sure, all right? In addition to that, I can't judge the 49ers, because last year this time the 49ers was 3-4, and look where they ended up. So I will leave the jury out on the 49ers. But I feel like the Rams are definitely pretenders. And in that division, the Seahawks, who are leading it right now at 4-3, are actually contenders because they run the football right down your throat. And Pete Carroll loves to play the underdog role and go in there like, oh, I just hope we win a game. Pete Carroll is coaching his butt off in Seattle right now with the Seahawks 4-3. So I definitely have them down as a contender. Now, you go to the NFC North, the Vikings and the Packers. I have both of them down as pretenders. Because the Vikings ain't played nobody this year. And as we can see, the Packers are in decline. So I think both of them are pretenders. And then I look over in the AFC and I say, you know what? I look at the New York Jets. They are definitely contenders. All right? They're contenders, considering where they come from. I also look at the Los Angeles Chargers as pretenders. They can't beat any good competition. They always lose to decent competition. They can only beat up on weaker teams. And then I look over in the AFC North, and I say, you know what? You got the Ravens and the Bengals. One of them is going to turn out to be a pretender, and one of them is going to turn out to be a contender. I think we'll figure it out after they meet up in the regular season. And I think that's coming up in a week or two. And I look over in the AFC South, the Titans are contenders, and everybody else in that division are pretenders. And if I look at the NFC East, I see three big contenders in that division. But if I had to pick a pretender out of the three, it'd be the New York Giants. Not saying they won't make the playoffs, but they will be exposed for their weak schedule and playing nobody. But nonetheless, I see Seattle as a big time under the radar contender. You know, watch out for them Seahawks.
I think with the Giants, it's a lot of gimmick plays. And probably by week 10, we would have all seen the gimmick plays that they have on offense. And then, you know, it's going to be that down to reality. But I give it to them. Their creativity of Dabble, their head coach. I mean, brilliant offensive mind. I'm assuming we're using the same definition of contenders here. People who can make a run of the Super Bowl. 49ers, they're proven they made a run with less talent. The Packers, you're going to say no, right? They're pretenders, right? Not
they're pretenders. I got them down. We wait to hear from Earl in a second, man. You finish.
I'm never going to count out Aaron Rodgers until I see the dust settles. It's seven games in the season. A lot of things happen after Thanksgiving. lot of things have to happen after Thanksgiving. So a lot of these things that we're calling contenders or pretenders, the dust will settle Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll see really who the contenders are. We'll see who the real contenders are. And Naughty, don't throw the Giants for their schedule, because your schedule ain't much either.
The NFC East has the weakest schedule, period. The Eagles, the Giants, and the Cowboys. Look at the weakest schedule in the league.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because I'm running from that. Y'all lost to a pretender. Who you call a pretender? You're lost to a pretender.
Yeah, opening week.
You beat another pretender. You beat a one who can get exposed. You beat two pretenders, and you lost to a contender. So I don't know. Your schedule don't look much either. You got the Bears. You got the Packers. You got the Vikings. Who you
Bears,
are? Bears,
Packers. Yeah, Bears, Packers, Vikings. I tell you now, we win those three games. Bears, Packers, Vikings. We win those three.
They should win all three games.
And Earl, you told me we wasn't gonna beat.
Bears are rebuilding.
You told me we
wasn't. The Vikings are.
Listen.
The Vikings aren't that good. I mean, they're just not that good. They have a few teams go their way.
You told me I was crazy. When I said the Cowboys would be 7-1 or 6-2 by the break. Well, we play one more game before the bye. We win this week, we could be 6-2. We didn't get to 7-1, but guess what? I said 7-1 or 6-2. Well, here we are knocking at that door. Now, all okay. I'm saying to you is, you want to go down and talk about my pedigree with the Cowboys. Come on now, Purdy. We suffered the same predicament, so don't say you didn't have your quarterback, because we didn't have our quarterback either. You all lost to some pretenders and some contenders, so you're in the same boat.
Hold on.
Gentlemen,
let me get a word in, because I kept my mouth shut all the time when you were talking. Let me get my word in now. You talking about we had the predicament of losing a quarterback hit. You have a full healthy team. You may have lost one or two players all season. One or two. So don't let's play the injury thing. Don't do that. Leave that alone. Because the Dolphins had more injuries than any other team.
You went so there. You went to the injury list.
Chance.
No, I'm not going to the. No. You said, Naughty, oh, we had the same thing. Both our quarterbacks out.
Right, because I know you would have been quick to say that your quarterback was injured.
Your team has been lucky. Your team has been very fortunate to be healthy.
And we've been very good, too. What happened to that part? We've been good, too. We've been very good, too. Say it.
I'm not taking it. You've been healthy. So you have to be good because you're healthy.
Okay. All right.
You have not had to go through
the
adversity of having a bunch of injuries.
Okay. Gentlemen. Okay. Fine. Go ahead, Peter.
Let's be real.
What's going on with the Steelers?
Well, we need to find out from Moby Roberts, who now is definitely Steeler in name only, because, you know, and I know he don't have a Japanese vehicle. He's been missing ever since the Steelers been in the tank. He came on in the preseason. Notice we heard from Moby for a minute, so we got to send out the clarion call to Moby Roberts. Come and speak on behalf of Steeler Nation.
They're bad. I mean, they're a bad football team.
We always have to hear from you ad nauseum when they're doing well. Why don't we hear from you now when they suck? That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm hearing that. They're going to unload players. Their third string quarterback, Houston Rudolph. Claypool is going to be traded. I mean, you're supposed to be rebuilding. And I'm hearing their head coach could be fired end of the year. I mean, what is going on in Pittsburgh?
The Steelers don't rebuild. They just get better. That's what they say.
They don't rebuild. They just get better. Anyway.
What they have at this point? They can't do anything but get better. I mean, they can't get worse.
Well, real quick, let's have a gander at some games for tonight in the NBA, because we got to get our picks in, and we got to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we got Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated taking us home with the Week 8 waiver wire, you know, grabs. Who you need to get, especially if you've had an injury. So on top tonight in the NBA, and of course, here's who we like in the NBA tonight. And of course, you know, you log on to theislandgame.com, check out the sports book, and definitely play and enjoy, all right? Tons of ways to win, great options. You definitely want to check it out. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, tonight we got a couple of games for you. Detroit and Washington at 7 p.m. I like Washington in that one. Dallas and the Pelicans. Dallas and the Pelicans. I like Dallas in that one tonight. I like the Clippers against OKC. I like the Clippers in that one. Golden State against Phoenix. I like Golden State to win that one. Should be a good game.
I like Golden State. Crowder's out, so I think that's going to be an issue for them.
Yeah, those four games on top tonight. All right. And in addition to that, you know, we got our college
football. The Rangers-Avalanche game is going to be a really good game to watch tonight. We're going to watch some good hockey. It's going to be a good game to watch.
Solid one. All right. So tomorrow we'll get back at it again, and we'll chop it up some more. I want to thank Earl and Peter for chiming in today, and my crew from Freeport earlier in the first hour, Sarah Kirkby and C. Allen Johnson. Great show today. We're going to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, don't forget, we got Sports Illustrated Week 8 waiver wire must ads for all you fantasy football aficionados coming up. You guys got anything to say before we get out of here?
Go Lakers. I mean, the Yankees are done. LeBron is what I'm hanging on to right now, him and the AD.
Well, you hang on to them tight and clutch them tight and keep me posted. I got no interest in what they're doing right now. Purdy, what you got for us, Matt? Purdy done gone.
I guess that's what he's got.
Hey, you know what?
He's got things to do.
But when you got a new girlfriend, you don't stick around long. You got to go.
Don't try that. Don't be trying to. I thought you said bye. Oh. I just muted for a second.
But it was true what I said too, though, because I know that's where you're going. So I go on. But see you all tomorrow.
I went to my air fryer, to be honest.
But you got
Wait,
an
wait,
air,
Earl.
But you
Earl,
got an
no,
air fryer.
As two men who are married. As two gentlemen who know the ins and outs of marriage, is the marriage thing affecting Brady?
Say it again.
Well, Earl can talk to that because I know the ins. Earl knows the outs. So, Earl, how's that affecting Brady?
No, I think I heard an interview by Giselle said that she told him Florida, her, and he gone on the plane, and she made some complaints. Let me take his shirt and walk outside. I think he's going through some stuff. He needs to understand and decide whether football means more to him than his marriage. And he needs to make a decision at the end of the season. I don't think he'll play next season. I think Giselle's going to get the win on this one.
I think it's done. I think we just going to poetically see Brady go out on a crappy team and not go out with the legacy and the pomp and circumstance that he wanted with the Super Bowl, you know?
But does he save his marriage? Yeah. Does he save his marriage?
Well, if they love each other, they need to work on it and save it because that's more important than football right now. That'll be there a lot longer after football. So,
I agree.
With that being said, let's get to the break. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on Talking Heads Sports Illustrated coming up next with your weekly Week 8 waiver wire must-ads. Pearly and Peter, deuces. We'll see you all tomorrow, man. Thanks for your contributions. And be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back. Join us on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center, where leading professionals will give you the hard facts on topics like
How to Be Rich 101, how your mental and emotional health impact financial health, and what I wish women knew about men.
And how to get their money. This free, life-changing event is for women and men. The seminar includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
If you want value and flavor, check out the King Meal Deals at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of a Big King Jr. or a Chicken Big King Jr. with fries and a drink for only $5.75, including VAT. The Big King Jr. features Burger King's signature flame-grilled beef topped with some of your favorite fixins and king sauce on a sesame seed bun, or indulge in the Chicken Big King. Either way, you get value, flavor, fries, and a drink the BK way for only $5.75. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer,
Island Games. We can make your dream come true. We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johnson's confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Fabs here for Sports Illustrated Fantasy, and we are at that time of the week again. That's right. We're looking to the waiver wire to see which players could potentially help us in our week 8 matchups. And of course, help comes in the form of Jen Piacenti, our great fantasy and betting analyst, who, by the way, nailed not one, but two equanimous St. Brown player props on Monday night. Jen, I am not worthy. Let's start off at the quarterback position. Who can help fantasy managers coming up into week 8?
If you don't have Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert this week, look at Daniel Jones. Believe it or not, Daniel Jones finished as the QB2 this week, and he's now the QB9 on the season. Jones has the second most rushing yards among quarterbacks after Lamar Jackson and 3 rushing touchdowns. Last Sunday, he threw for 202 yards and a score, and he added another 107 and a touchdown with his legs. This week, he's got Seattle, and they've given up the 11th most points to opposing quarterbacks, including the 5th most rushing yards and 2 touchdowns to the position. We know how soft that Seattle run defense can be, so this feels like a really good spot for Daniel Jones, who's available on a lot of waiver wires.
You know, he has more rushing yards than Najee Harris right now. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Some other quarterbacks that you could potentially get. Justin Fields has had 3 good games in a row. Now, he's playing the Cowboys this week, but he's still worth an add. And then in deeper leagues, Marcus Mariota, Davis Mills as well. And if you're going real deep, Sam Ellinger. Yeah, we're at that point right now. At the running back position, not one but 2 Carolina backs gashed the Buccaneers last week, and we like them heading into the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't the Buccaneers' run defense rumored to be one of the best in the league? Well, not if they're facing Donta Foreman and Chuba Hubbard, apparently. Now, Chuba Hubbard officially got the start. He played more snaps than Donta Foreman, but Donta Foreman looked completely explosive. I like both of these guys. Foreman had 15 carries for 118 yards and another 127 in the year. That's 16.5 PPR points. And Hubbard, he got the start. He got 63 yards on 9 carries and a touchdown. Now, he did leave with a bit of an ankle injury, so you're going to want to keep your eye on that. But either of these guys look like somebody that probably should be added because, look, the state of the running back position is pretty thin. So here's 2 guys you can probably get on your waiver wire.
If you're in some non-competitive leagues, Gus Edwards could be floating around out there. Maybe Michael Carter got dropped. The Chiefs have a bye this week, but Isaiah Pacheco got the start for Kansas City in week 7. Moving on to the wide receiver position, and the Giants are somehow 6-1, and they really don't have a true number one wide receiver, but there is a player who is starting to pop on that roster.
Yeah, pretty sure that wide receiver is about to become Wandale Robinson. He played 70% of the snaps this week. Now, we know he's been easing back in due to injury, but he led the team in targets and catches on Sunday. He's now put up 2 11 or more point PPR games in a row. And look, if we're believing in Daniel Jones, we should probably believe in Wandale Robinson too. As you said, he's a talented rookie with the opportunity to become the wide receiver one.
Isaiah McKenzie, Paris Campbell had a big game last week, and Nico Collins also worth a look. Now let's go to the tight end position. It's an absolute barren wasteland, but you like Juwan Johnson in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about Taysom Hill, right? Taysom Hill is the New Orleans tight end that we're always talking about rostering, but the pass catching tight end is actually Juwan Johnson. He had 5 targets and 2 touchdowns in a wild Thursday night football game. So I'm not saying to chase the points, but I am saying his 182 routes are the 4th most among tight ends, and he's only blocking 8% of the time. Better yet, this week they have the Raiders, who've given up the 3rd most points to opposing tight ends, including 6 touchdowns. And as long as that wide receiver core is totally beat up in New Orleans, I think Juwan Johnson is certainly worth an add.
Yeah, Evan Engram also worth a look. And then Greg Dulcich, not only does the guy have great hair, but he's also been pretty good in his first 2 NFL games from a fantasy perspective. Jen, you are the best as always. Make sure you're checking out Jen's work over at SI.com/fantasy and SI.com/betting. And be sure to check out the Sports Illustrated YouTube channel, where you can find waiver wire, start 'em and sit 'em, and much more. We're here to help you win a fantasy football championship. So make sure you hit that subscribe button.